This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and our Skype username, if you want to join us, is lrn.fm. As always, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want, though we've been talking about secession here tonight. And actually, I did actually have a story in my show prep about secession, but it wasn't about the secession we've been discussing. We've been talking about California because one of our callers in the first hour brought it up. Brought up the different secession movements. There's the folks in the northern part of the state that want to secede, and apparently there are now at least two groups in the northern part of the state that want to secede. There's also the California Freedom Coalition as well. And so we got into a lot of that. But that's not the only exciting, interesting secession movement out there. There's also some others. Vermont's got one. New Hampshire's got one. Of course, state of Texas has at least two that I'm aware of, maybe more. And Hawaii, I believe, has one as well.
Not sure if that one's still around.
I bet you there's somebody in Hawaii that wants to secede. What level of organization they have, I don't know. But, in addition, also in the Pacific, Guam, where we are now on the radio unofficially. I still don't have technically don't have an agreement in writing from the station, but welcome to all of our listeners there in Guam. You know you're there if you're listening to us. We've been on now for, I don't know, a couple months every single day in Guam. So,
woohoo!
So we're delayed by a little ways, but that's what happens when it's the future in Guam. Right now, it's the future.
Yes.
In Guam. So, anyway, from Guam, this is actually a Japanese news site, the Japan Times. As Guam prepares to celebrate Liberation Day, so this is from, I think, a few days ago. I'm not sure when this came out. It's not actually, oh, yeah, here it is, July 16th. So I'm not sure when Liberation Day was or is, but it says here it was that week of July 16th. Political leaders on the Pacific Island say it's time to decide whether to remain a U.S. colony or become an independent nation. Debate about independence has raged for decades, but legal complications means plans to take the issue to a vote have stalled several times.
Guampedia, which is apparently a thing, says that Liberation Day is celebrated July 21st.
Former senator, that would have been yesterday. It's July 21st for us right now as we're doing the show, but right now if you're in Guam, that was yesterday. And by the time you hear that, this statement in Guam, it may be 2 days ago, if I've got all my time zones correct.
Welcome to the future from the past.
Right. Former Senator Eddie Duenas said a self-rule plebiscite was a long, and it's a vote, by the way.
Non-binding.
Non-binding. Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. Whenever I see it, I think it's like some sort of insect.
It could be an insect. Was
long overdue and should be held alongside a gubernatorial election due next year. He said, quote, we have been driving, but we don't know where we're driving to and how far we'll go, unquote. He told a recent meeting of Guam's Decolonization Commission in the capital of Hagatna. We just keep driving, he says, and driving. It's annoying. Guam has been an unincorporated territory of the United States since 1898, meaning its 160,000 inhabitants are U.S. citizens but have limited rights. They cannot. And let's clarify something here. You have rights by virtue of the fact that you're a human being. So I want to make sure that's clear. What they're talking about here is the privileges associated with governance of the United States government.
Correct.
They don't.
And recognition of certain things. So, and, you know, as we mentioned earlier in the show, when discussing Dr. Mary Ruart, we're not fans of minimum wage laws.
Yep.
But some
fans
people.
Of freedom.
Right. But some people would say, oh, well, the people of Guam, they don't even wind up getting the protection of minimum wage. They don't have the right to have a minimum wage. Well, you know, that's the freedom to contract. When you're not forcing people to pay a certain wage,
mm-hmm.
then you're allowing a freedom to contract. There are certain other things. People in Guam that were born and raised there don't pay U.S. income tax, but if we were to move to Guam,
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't, you know, by virtue of just living in Guam, wind up not paying income tax unless we became residents of, and there's, you know, all of these weird, tricky
yeah.
sorts of things, and, you know, words have definitions.
Especially in law.
Correct. And I think the biggest thing that the people of Guam and Puerto Rico and some of the other territories, the biggest complaint, or rather the most legitimate of the complaints, is the non-representation in Congress.
Sure. And they also can't participate in U.S. elections, according to this article.
Right.
And they do have a representative, but they don't get to vote on any
right. legislation. So they are not represented. And that is... And, you know, this is sort of, you know, one of those tricky sorts of things, because Washington, D.C. also doesn't have voting representation in Congress.
That's right.
But they do pay U.S. income tax because they're a district, not a territory.
Right. Different name, different word.
Right. And, you know, because legal words have legal meanings, residents of territories that are U.S. citizens don't pay income tax because of the no taxation without representation, but yet the people of D.C. who are also not represented wind up having to pay. But let me tell you, people of Guam, taxation with representation, not much better.
Right, and that's actually what their license plate says out of D.C., taxation with representation, does it not?
No, it says taxation without.
Oh, you're right, taxation without.
Because
thank you.
Yep. They're being taxed without being represented, and that was one of the rallying cries of the U.S. Revolution. You know, the American secession of 1776, the
big
secession
yeah.
that everybody celebrated just a couple of weeks ago, but they don't use the dirty S word to describe it.
Right. Everybody likes that secession, but when you start talking about...
But if you say the word secession, they're like, I don't know what secession you're talking about. That was
yeah.
independence.
So the United Nations lists Guam as one of only 17 remaining colonies worldwide, a situation Governor Eddie Calvo once remedied. Calvo has long campaigned for a referendum on self-determination that would give voters three options for the future: independence, becoming a U.S. state, or remaining in so-called free association with Washington.
Technically, they're not in free association.
Mm-hmm.
The Federation of Micronesia is in free association.
Huh.
Micronesia is recognized internationally as an independent country. Micronesia is a member of the United Nations, but they are in quote-unquote free association with the United States of America, meaning that...
Does that mean the U.S. handles their passports?
There are certain things. I don't think passports is one of the things.
Hmm.
But there are certain things that the U.S. government does for the people of Micronesia, such as, we will provide you defense if you allow us to set up a military base here. We will, I think the United States Postal Service delivers the mail in Micronesia. So there are a couple of things that wind up being done, but the people of Micronesia... They're not U.S. citizens. They're not U.S. nationals. If they want to immigrate to the United States, then, you know, they might wind up getting bumped a little closer to the front of the line over somebody from, say, Germany, but they're not going to go ahead of somebody from American Samoa. And American Samoa is an even more interesting territory, because the people of American Samoa are not citizens of any country. They are U.S. nationals, but they are not U.S. citizens. So if someone from Samoa, American Samoa, and then there's the Republic of Samoa that's an independent country, completely separate, but if someone from American Samoa wants to immigrate to the United States, they go front of the line on getting citizenship. they have a U.S. passport that says U.S. national, not citizen.
We'll continue here in moments about the potential for secession in Guam.
Free all of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And everybody else. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want here on Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi, everyone. This is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and Skype username here is lrn.fm. Tonight with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Also, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's shop. You can shop for Canada, U.S., U.K., whatever one of those locations is best for you. You can click on the appropriate one over at shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping taken care of and feel good because you're helping Free Talk Live at the same time. Free Talk Live will get a cut of the purchase price. shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, you, of course, are invited to bring up anything that you want. We can continue talking about secession for Guam, perhaps, coming up here in moments. But let's go to the phones and to the phone. We got Doug calling from Chicago, listening online via TuneIn. Hello, Doug.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I'm pretty much calling about, did you know what happened down in Florida with the group of men that were watching the guy who drowned and they didn't do anything about it?
No, when was this?
Evidently, I think it happened like a week ago. They actually have it all over the web, and they had it on TV, and I heard about it all day today. And the thing can be that the PD chief, he went on the record telling all the media, and the Chicago Tribune reported on it too, that they need a law down in Florida to pretty much make you report any type of crime or report, you know, anybody in trouble. And I found it to be kind of hypocritical for the fact that, okay, you remember what happened a week ago here where a lady actually did report another lady, what she thought had been another lady getting raped out in the alley, and here she ended up dead, shot by the cop. Meaning that in one way,
jeez,
they want you to report, you know what I mean? They want you to report crime, they want you to report people in health, but you, by the way, you're under common law, you're not obligated to do that. I have no accountability for you, you know what I mean? If you're not
right,
a kid or, you know, but they want people to take accountability for other people that you don't even know and report if they're in trouble or report a crime. But here, a lady a week ago did report a crime, what she thought had been a crime. She went out in the alley to confront the cop to find out what had been going on, and the cop ended up shooting her dead.
Right.
You know, and I mean, I watch it all the time. It can be like a hypocritical issue with them. I mean, right here in Oak Brook, Illinois today, a lady got charged with leaving her dog in the car, and the dog ended up dying from the heat. But a month ago, a Cook County sheriff did the identical thing, and they never charged them. You know, it can be like we have the law applied to, like, you and me, and we're getting much more totalitarian, much more tyrannical. You know, anything that you do wrong, man, you could end up in jail. I mean, I'm fortunate I've never even had a ticket in my life, let alone be in jail. But anything that you do, you could end up in jail for. While they get away pretty much with murder, you know?
Yeah, and sure. What do they call it? Professional privilege or something like that?
Yes.
Well, they call it immunity. They call
professional
it qualified immunity.
And then the thin blue line.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You know, it's interesting. I had not heard the story about the drowning, and you're right, Doug. This is disturbing, the idea that one would be obligated to call the police if one sees some sort of thing happening that the police might have an interest in, which is what you're saying the proposal is here. I mean, I understand that in a circumstance where somebody's in trouble, if there's something you can do to help, obviously that's the right thing to do, but
right,
it shouldn't be a criminal punishment if you don't do anything, and that's not
right,
how you
right,
get...
That should come down to morality, though, you know what I mean?
Right.
You or me would do that. You or me would not only call, I'm sure, knowing you, paying attention to you on the radio for long enough, that, you know, you'd probably go in and try to help the guy. I know I would, too, but that can come down to an issue of morality. When we begin getting the government involved there, okay, well, not only should you call 911, but you should go in there and you should put your own life in jeopardy to try to help the guy. That can be what they pretty much do in Germany and a lot of Europe. You not only have to call, but you're obligated to help the individual. Well,
yeah, that's
me,
a problem.
You know, if I got a family and I got children, I mean, I don't mind helping, but if I'm going to put my life in jeopardy, I'm not going to do that. And which, by the way, that can be a liberty issue. Why am I obligated to help other people out that I don't even have a relationship with? You know, I mean,
you shouldn't be obligated. There's a difference between it's the right thing to do and it's your obligation. Because if you start obligating people to help in these situations, there could be some unintended consequences to that happening.
Right. And I do know, at least as of a little over a decade ago, when I did have an advanced first aid certification in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania at the time, and I don't know if they still do, but at the time they had something that was a duty to, basically an obligation to act thing that only applied to people that were known to have certain certification. So if you're a trained EMT and you're in uniform, whether going to work, from work, on the job, and you drove by a medical emergency.
Only if you're in uniform?
Well, otherwise, they're not necessarily going to know, oh, a trained EMT just drove by and didn't do anything. But if they see you in uniform...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Then you could be charged with you were in uniform and did not act.
But they would still do it. They would still have to be legally required to do it, even if they're not in a uniform, right? It just would be harder to catch them.
I forget the exact wording, but you know, it's one of the reasons that most people that worked in those fields would not wear the uniforms on the way to or from work, because if you're on your way to work. And then you're required by law to stop to assist with something. Well, then you wind up being late to work.
Lose your job.
And possibly lose your job. Once you start, mandating these things, it does wind up getting very, very tricky of how do you know whether this person actually has any kind of certification.
Right.
And then a thing of, let's just say...
What if they make things worse?
Well... Right, so there's that.
I find it to be unbelievable, too, for the fact that, okay, you can look here in 1 month time frame here, a 1 month time frame, and here we had a lady do the identical thing that you have the government wants you to do and that they want to make a law to make you do, and here she ended up killed. You know what I mean? She ended up killed by the cop. And if you go into Google and you type in Florida drowning law, it'll come right up. You've had the whole web covering it left and right today, but I won't bring it up. I couldn't believe it.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate the heads up on the story.
But where I was going to go is if you see a fight and there's some kind of requirement of you must go protect
that's
somebody.
A problem.
Well, maybe the person that's getting beaten up was the purse snatcher, and now you're helping the purse snatcher be able to get up and run away.
You don't know.
You don't know.
You just came across it. Or what if, in the fight circumstance, you had two people who were consenting to a fight, and instead of having, instead of the requirement to help, they might be having a requirement to just call the police.
Right.
So instead, you see some fight going down, you got to call the police, or else you're going to get arrested if the police find out you're there.
Say something.
And so then the police arrive, they go ahead and they arrest one or both of the parties based on whatever, arbitrary reasons they do that. Well, what if both parties were voluntarily consenting to a fight? And, whether it's them fighting over some girl at a bar or whatever, you can always try to escape the fight. And if they seem to continue to go at one another, let them do their thing. If you don't have any kind of stake in that, I don't know. I think it's really dangerous. What if somebody jumps into the water to try to save the drowning person, but they end up getting pulled under by this person? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Or what if they just don't have what it takes to assist in those circumstances?
Right.
What if they can't swim themselves? We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. If you'd like to join us, you can bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
And if you've got Skype, you can Skype into the show. It's Skype username lrn.fm. And also want to let you know about how you can save big time on your purchases at Amazon. You go to saveitpurse.com. And the trick is you have to have Bitcoin or some other kind of cryptocurrency in order to use Save It Purse. Normally, you can easily get, let's say, 15% off, 20% on whatever it is that you're ordering through Amazon. I just recently got more than 30% off of something, however.
Nice.
Because I was very, very patient. I did not really need a new cell phone because I've got the Galaxy S4. But I wanted to get an upgrade, and it turns out the newer S models, the S6 and on, are kind of crippled in a certain way that doesn't really work with Straight Talk, which is the company that I use. They're not an advertiser. They're just, you know, that's who I use for cell phone service. And turns out the newer phones with the Galaxy series don't have two antennas in them. So unless you have a very special feature that Straight Talk doesn't allow, but Verizon does, you can't actually use the internet at the same time as being on a phone call. So if you're on a phone call with somebody for a business and you need to pull up an email, sorry, you can't do that with the newer models of the phone. I found that out the hard way and ended up selling the S6 that I had to Mark. So I was like, yeah, I don't really need a new phone, but if I could get one at 33% off, then I'd still want to get it.
especially if that brought the price of a brand new Galaxy S5 below $100, which is, or not brand new, but refurbished is the one I got. And so, yeah, I got one for you know, under $100 when the real, you know, the regular price is like $130 or something like that on Amazon. And that's how it works. You just add whatever product you want to an Amazon wish list. You import that at saveitpurse.com. You just copy the URL and you put it in at saveitpurse.com. They give you a little slider, and you can slide that sucker all the way to the maximum. It's probably going to take forever for somebody to buy it at that level, but every now and then it'll happen. And it took, I don't know, several weeks for it to happen for me, maybe 4 or 5 weeks or something like that. But it worked. And now there's a brand new phone that, it's new to me, but it's refurbed. But I've always had good luck with the refurbished models. So you can save big, big money over at saveitpurse.com. I do it almost every time I buy from Amazon, because why wouldn't you want to save 15, 20, 25% or even more on the stuff that you need for life? So go to saveatpurse.com. As we go to Sarah in Albuquerque, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, well, they want to talk about increasing the talking on cell phone and texting while driving, but they
increasing
try to
the
do
fine.
That. They want to increase the fine, but they already they want to increase the fine because you know what it is? It's $25 for our state. Now each city could I think in Santa Fe it's like I don't know maybe $300 in their city limit.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what it is in Albuquerque. I think it was $25 the last time. But here's one thing. If I look at a driver, every other one is either texting, looking down at the lap, or they got a cell phone stuck to their head. Every other driver.
So what do you think they should? What do you think they should increase the fine to?
Death.
Oh, here's one thing. How about like I would love it to be like at least $150 here in Albuquerque.
All right, now, Daryl, isn't it like $125 in New Hampshire or something like that, or $70 or $80 or something? I know it's like more than $25 here.
I'm not sure. It's probably in the $100 range.
Yeah. I feel like it is in the $100 range, and I can tell you, Sarah, that it doesn't. You know, I see the same thing that you do. I have a Daryl. You and I, we sit in front of this window here in this studio during the daytime. And there's people who are constantly coming to the stop sign out here. And they're all, I mean, I'm not going to say it's every other one, but it's a lot of them that have a cell phone in their hand and are looking at it, doing who knows what while they're driving. I mean, that is a common sight here.
Right.
And my point is, the fine here is definitely higher than $25. So I don't think that increasing the fine dramatically is going to drop off dramatically the number of people who use their smartphones while driving.
Well, if you set the penalty to death, then that will decrease the number.
Okay.
Not drastically. But it will decrease the number, and then you'll just find yourself with, you know, an overcrowded death row of people sitting on death row for 15, 20 years waiting to be executed for using a cell phone.
Yeah, but more people are going to be killed because people are talking on a cell phone. I mean,
actually,
it's like,
Sarah, if you look at statistics, you'll see that there's upticks in the number of accidents after the laws go into effect,
really,
saying that it's illegal to use a cell phone while driving. Because what you just described, Ian, instead of people holding the cell phone at the top of the steering wheel and still being able to see the road, they're holding the cell phone down by their crotch.
They sure are. I see
and
it.
They're looking down, and their eyes are completely off
far
the road.
Far more dangerous. I mean, they're both dangerous, but one is clearly more dangerous than another. And I did just check, Daryl. It is a $100 fine, according to a story from WMUR. And so, yeah, Sarah, I mean, you got four times the level of the fine here, and I still see this all day long.
Here's something else. New Hampshire does not require adults to wear a seatbelt.
That's true.
But based on studies that I've seen, New Hampshire has a higher percentage of adults that wear seatbelts than the neighboring states where it's required.
Isn't that interesting? Sarah, what do you think?
So, but here's the thing is that if they have a law, see, they tried to pass this like 2-3 years ago here. They talked about it, and it just bombed out. So it's resurrected again. So there's a lot of people that want to push for this because a lot of people have been killed and hurt, again, by people talking on texting. Why would they bring it up unless a lot of people were hurt and killed?
No, they bring stuff up.
It's revenue.
Hold on, Sarah. Revenue. They bring things up. Not only revenue, but you have, you know, petty little tyrants that want to control other people's lives that wind up getting elected as state representatives and state senators. That's why they bring stuff up.
Yeah.
They don't care about your safety. They care about controlling you.
So true. Thanks for the call, Sarah. Toll-free number here tonight. If you want to join us, 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. And even if, let's say, 10%, let's say right now, you know, in Albuquerque or New Mexico, it's $25 per texting ticket. If they quadruple that to $100, as they have it here in New Hampshire, quadruple the rate, that is not going to reduce by four times the number of people who text while drive. It might reduce it by some amount, let's say 10%, but they will more than triple the amount of revenue that they get in by doing something like that.
Right.
So it's all about the revenue. They just want to write tickets to people and have an excuse to pull people over and then possibly use more excuses to search their cars and so on.
And chances are, if they're pulling you over because, looked like you were using your cell phone, they're also going to say you were driving, maybe not recklessly, but, you know, some other
distracted driving.
You were driving in an unsafe manner. You were this, you were that. And they're just going to charge stack. They'll charge you with multiple things and then wind up basically, you know, pressuring you into taking a plea to where you wind up giving them more money than you would have given if you only wound up getting charged with one thing.
So let's get back into the discussion about secession, because Guam, there's some talk about a plebiscite, a non-binding referendum vote that the people of Guam will, you know, be heard finally on this issue of should they remain as the current status that they have with Washington, D.C., where there's limitations on the amount of representation they have, meaning not really any, or should they have independence as their own country? Or should they try for statehood? Should they become a U.S. state? All the options have their advocates, according to Japan Times. And the governor of Guam says whatever the outcome, at least voters would have a say in their future. He says anything's better than the status quo. I'd be happier if we became a state, but if voters choose independence or free association, I'd be happier than I am right now. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. More about potential secession for Guam, which I think would be wonderful. 855-450-3733.
Plus, who gets to vote in that election?
Good question. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
As we continue here discussing secession, perhaps Guam is going to be next on the Gwexit, perhaps? Gexit?
No.
Well, anyway, they want to have a vote there in Guam. The governor is actually behind the idea. He says that he wants the Guam to become a U.S. state, but he would still be happier even if any of the other choices were selected, including secession from the U.S., simply because he says he wants people to be able to weigh in on the question. The news story coming from Japan Times. Now, you had said you had something relevant to the discussion.
Yeah, right? On who winds up actually getting to vote
in this plebiscite.
And I remember seeing this a few months ago, and I've had it stored in my show prep folder.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from Ballot Access News, where there was actually a lawsuit over who gets to vote. Guam has a law that says that Guam residents who became citizens by a particular act of Congress in 1950 and the descendants of those individuals are entitled to register to vote in any future plebiscite on the future political status of Guam.
Okay.
This special list of registered voters is separate from the regular list of voters.
Meaning that if you or I were there, we would not qualify for this vote.
Correct.
Okay.
But somebody challenged that. The law also says that no such plebiscite will be held until a large percentage of eligible residents actually register for the election.
Hmm.
So there's the registered voter list of here's all the residents of Guam that are eligible to vote in Guam elections. And then there's a special list of here's eligible Guam residents that either became citizens by this act of Congress in 1950 or the descendants of those residents from 1950.
Okay.
A resident a resident of Guam who does not meet the special qualifications filed a lawsuit in 2011 seeking to invalidate the special registration list. The government of Guam tried to defend the law by saying the lawsuit isn't ripe because the proportion of eligible voters who have actually signed up for the special list is far too low, and therefore any future election on the future of the status of Guam is far off. The U.S. District Court initially agreed with the Guam government, but then the Ninth Circuit ruled that the case is ripe and sent it back. On March 8th, the U.S. District Court struck down the law setting up the special registration list.
Man.
The case is Davis v. Guam Election Commission. The basis for the decision is the 15th Amendment, which does not permit any voting restriction based on ethnicity or race.
Because you would think it would make sense for only Guam people to be able to vote, or Guam descendants to be able to vote in this, because then otherwise you get a bunch of military people, right? Because isn't there a military base out there?
There is a military base out there.
And they're going to vote for the U.S. government, presumably.
Presumably, if they otherwise qualify to vote in Guam. And then the question is, will they wind up registering to vote in Guam so that they can vote to become a state? Which is what happened in Hawaii, where they said everybody that's lived in Hawaii for at least a year gets to vote, unless you still support the existence of the Kingdom of Hawaii, in which case you're ineligible. So the only people that wound up getting to vote on statehood in Hawaii were basically the military, their families, and people in Hawaii that did not support the kingdom. The article continues, approximately 99% of Guam residents who gained citizenship by a special act of Congress in 1950 were native Comoros, and under the law that limits the registration basically to their descendants, which is an ethnic test, which is in violation of the U.S. Constitution.
But still, it's the supermajority of the island, is what they're saying, 99%.
Well, that's of the people that gained citizenship based on the law in 1950.
Yeah.
They don't specify what the ethnic makeup is today.
Okay.
And again, you did mention there is that military base, but the people living on the military base are not necessarily residents of Guam.
Right. They could be residents of Alabama or wherever it is they came from.
Correct.
And could still be voting absentee there.
Right. So the question is, would they wind up...
Maybe they wouldn't switch over.
But if the question is, you get to vote on statehood if you want, then it would kind of make sense. If you want there to be additional states, it would make sense for you to then become a Guam resident to vote for
statehood. But what portion of them would? That's the question. What portion of the military people would, and what portion of the island do they represent anyway? I don't know offhand, but a little more background here on Guam. The story from Japan Times, the independence question is complicated by Guam's long and complex relationship with the United States. Since becoming Washington's colony in the wake of the Spanish-American War, it endured brutal Japanese occupation during World War II and was recaptured by U.S. Marines after a bloody month-long battle on July 21st in 1944, a date celebrated as Liberation Day on the island. It still hosts one of the largest U.S. military contingents in the Asia-Pacific, often referred to as America's tip of the spear, in a region where tensions with China, North Korea, and Russia are all too common. In addition, many in Guam are heavily dependent on U.S. welfare, with about 44,900 individuals and 15,650 households. Remember, there's only 160,000 inhabitants, so 44,900, I mean, you're basically talking about a third of the island is on U.S. welfare. They're receiving food stamps and public health care benefits. Federal grants and taxes on U.S. service personnel in Guam also play a large role in meeting the island's budget and infrastructure needs. Maritis Schwab, a resident of Agana Heights Village, said she was concerned about whether Guam was politically mature enough to govern itself if it became a state. She asked, quote, "What would they do in terms of continuing the services currently provided by the federal government? What are the concrete plans going forward? I need to see something practical, and we can attain that by becoming a state." Unquote. Adrian Cruz, an advocate for maintaining free association, said dependency on U.S. funds made changing the status quo a difficult proposition. He says the Goldilocks, or the U.S. has got us into a Goldilocks zone where we don't get too poor to revolt, but we're not too prosperous that we don't need them anymore, he said. The debate is academic anyhow, at least in the short term, after the U.S. federal court in March struck down plans to hold a self-rule plebiscite. It ruled that limiting the vote to the indigenous Comoro population, which numbers about 65,000 in the multi-ethnic territory, so there you go, so about 100,000 people not Comoro, and 65,000 are, was race-based and therefore unconstitutional, and that was what you were just talking about.
Correct, and according to the Wikipedia's, about 26% of the population of Guam is Filipino, 7% Caucasian, 9% multi-ethnic, and the rest from various backgrounds.
The decision is under appeal, and the government has asked the United Nations to take up its cause. Michael Belacqua, a Comoro culture expert at the University of Guam, said indigenous people should have a vote on their future after being denied basic rights under generations of colonial rule. He says, quote, "A process of decolonization that must follow the rules of the colonizer is not decolonization. It is an extension of colonization." So, good on Guam. Glad to hear that you guys out there, and we are on the radio in Guam unofficially, are, you know, interested in this topic. Would love to hear from some of you. If you, you know, tonight you're not going to be able to call live because, number one, you're not hearing the show live. If you're listening in Guam, we do the show at 7 to 10 p.m. at night Eastern time. You're going to have to do the math on what that translates to over in Guam, because it changes based on the Eastern time zone going in or out of daylight savings time. So it's
super daylight saving
time. It's super confusing as to what time it is at any point in the year in Guam.
And just pulled up.
For me, not for the people.
There's somewhere between 6,000 and 11,000 members of the U.S. military. They're are in the process of moving 5,000 Marines from Okinawa to
Guam.
So that's going to increase it to 11,000 once all of those are moved. And
so you add them to the welfare recipients, and you've got a pretty big voting block for the federal government.
Apparently, 28% of Guam is occupied by the United States military.
Wow.
As far as
the
land.
Huge chunk of the island.
Yes.
All right, so that's it for tonight. And again, if you're in Guam and you want to talk about secession, well, on whatever side of the issue that you're on, we would love to hear from you, so don't hesitate to reach out to us. Probably easiest to do it on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. You can do it any night of the week in Eastern time. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Check out darylfpp.cc. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, If you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.